Monday the 18th of June, Rabbi Osher Zelig Rubinstein.
It's a pleasure to return here, to see people starting the day the Torah way, and hopefully not just to start the day, when one starts the day the Torah way, one takes it with them, and they continue the whole day the Torah way, and the night as well. I'd like to talk about, as it's only Monday morning, we still go back to Parshas Korach. And there's a very important lesson from Parshas Korach, that something that should be part of our lives. And the sooner we learn the lesson, the more successful we will be at all of our endeavors. There's one word in Parshas Korach that's very problematic. Extremely problematic. That word is Vayikach. Because it makes no sense. It doesn't say anywhere what did he take, other than Rashi telling us mekach ra la'atzmoi, he made a bad business deal. Mekach ra, mekach is a business, and he did a very bad business deal. He wasn't very good. In fact, he ruined everything. He ruined his own life, his wife, and everything else. But the Torah says vayikach. And we all remember that because that's the first word in the Vayikach Korach. Those two words go together. So what do we have to learn from this Vayikach Korach? There is a Maimar in the Sefer Madrega Sa'odom who talks about the idea of Lekicha. And it's a very, very important Yisoid. First of all, before we get to the Lekicha, let's first turn to the whole idea of the Kodesh Baruch Hu making this world. Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu want us to have, or does the Kodesh Baruch Hu not want us to have? The answer is very simple. Olam Chesed Yibane, the whole tachlis of creating the world, was so that the Kodesh Baruch Hu can shower us with everything. And everything is literally everything. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to have. Says the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want you to have, and I gave you a Torah. Ki lekach toiv nosati lochem. Now, if you hear the words mekach ra, vayikach, and there's a mekach ra, and then kineged the mekach ra, there's a lekach toiv. The lekach toiv is the Torah, and vayikach is a mekach ra. Kodesh Baruch Hu. And it's very important. And this idea is absolutely necessary for everybody to understand. Everybody in this room is normal, has certain aspirations and certain ambitions, certain things that they would like to have. And that's normal. You need life, you need health. You need shidduchim for the children, you need parnasa. One needs a lot of things and one wants them, and that's normal and natural, and you're allowed to want them. And more than you want them, the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to give them to you. When I say the word more, I mean it both quantitatively and qualitatively. Quantitatively, he wants to give you more than you want to receive. And that's, you might not believe that. Well, I want a lot. I always want a lot. He wants to give you more than that. And you really want it. You really want it with all your heart. Qualitatively, he wants his rotzoi, the tzoino yizborach leheitiv, is much greater than anybody's rotzoi to receive. So he made the whole world to have recipients to whom he can bestow his great, beautiful blessings. So if he wants to give, fine. So let him give. But in order that the giving should be perfect and beautiful, it shouldn't be namo de kisufa. It should be earned. So he created a world where you can earn it. And I would like to impress upon everybody here what I was mekabel from my Rebbe, and it's very poshut, that it's not just in the next world, but in this world as well. What he wants us is to receive Ashrecha b'olam hazeh v'toyv lach l'olam haba. His goal is to shower us with blessings in this world and the next world. And he gave us a formula how to receive it. That formula is called Lekach toiv nosati lochem. Toirosi al tazoivu. It just doesn't pay. It's a lekach toiv. This is how you take. There's only one way of taking. Through lekach toiv. The Torah is a this world Torah. And I want to impress upon you, I don't know if I mentioned in the two times I was here before, the story with Reb Chatzko Levenstein, who talks about, when I grew up as a child, I never heard that. And it was very unfortunate because it would help me much earlier. And it would help my children, my peers, my friends, who all went off the derech virtually when I grew up. Because the Rebbe's only spoke about you. You're a good boy in this world. You have Olam Haba. And they never spoke about Olam Haza as if it's something that must be shunned and who knows what. That's very wrong. It's as wrong as could be. Because the Torah Kedusha writes about Olam Hazeh constantly. In fact, that's all you'll find in the Torah. In the Chumash, you won't find one word of Olam Haba. Voyim Shemoyah Tishma'u, you'll have this world, you'll have life and health and children and Parnasa and Kovod and everything and winning wars in this world. To illustrate this idea, there was a story that Reb Chatzko Levenstein, my great Rebbe, the Rebbe of Klal Yisrael, was once in the office in Panovich, and a box came with, I think it was an electric fan, probably, and the people in the office of B'nai Torah, they took out the electric fan, and then they were searching in the box for something, and he asked them, he knew what the answer was, what are you looking for, gentlemen? And he said, we're looking for the instruction booklet. So he says, how do you know there is an instruction booklet? So they told the Rebbe, there's no manufacturer that manufactures a product without an instruction booklet. Everybody does that. That's the way it goes. So he gave a cup, and he said, it's a raya that Hashem gave us Torah of the Sinai. These have been a Torah, Tamnei Chachamim. The Rebbe, we're missing something, you know, an instruction booklet for a fan, Torah of the Sinai. He said, didn't you just say every manufacturer has an instruction booklet? How about the manufacturer of this great world we're living in? It's a very complex world. Very complex world. And the manufacturer wants us to get the most out of it. So there has to be an instruction booklet. Let's look for it! On the table was a chumash. Give a little smile. I found it, gentlemen! I found the instruction booklet! See what it says right over here? For best results, use as follows. This is the instruction booklet for this world. Kilekach toiv. I gave you a lekach toiv. It's not worth your while to veer away from the Torah one iota, because it's a lekach toiv. This is how to be lokeach. This is how to receive all of the good that I want to give you. So, number one, Hashem wants to shower us with kol tov. Okay? Number two, He gave us an instruction booklet. How to get it. It's called the Lekach Toiv. It's called the Teirach Deisha. Okay? Step number three. What does this Lekach Toiv teach us how to receive? And that's the answer. You can receive. But oy va'avoy if you attempt to take. Oy va'avoy if you attempt to take. People are fooled by the Satan. By Olam HaSheker, that they could take. It's a world of taking and grabbing. It's the whole world, taking and grabbing and taking and grabbing. That is destruction. And this was Korach, although he was very great. And with trepidation, I speak about Korach because he was so great. He was Pashtus, the third greatest person in Klal Yisrael after Moshe ve'Aaron. And Ramban tells us that Aaron felt that Korach was greater than him, and therefore Aaron himself would not have stood up against Korach. Only Moshe Rabbeinu told him what to do. So it's great fear that I'm talking about the Korach. But Torah hi v'lilmoid anitzorich, we were taught by our Rebbes, whatever the lesson of Torah is, we have to learn, and that's the important issue. Korach took. He made his own decision. I'm going to take what wasn't given to me. Wasn't given. I'm going to take it. He tried to take. Hashem says, that's the only way that you cannot receive How does one get money? You want money? You can't take it. But people take it all the time. People take it all the time, and it seems they get away with it. Well, I'll tell you how they get away with it. Chofetz Chaim gives a moshel that there was a farmer who didn't know how to count. He brought his bushels of wheat to the wholesaler. And what the wholesaler did was he took out his hat. He had a whole pile of pennies. And for every bushel of wheat, he put his own pennies in the wholesaler. He put a penny into the hat. At the end of the day, after everything was finished, he would substitute 10 pounds for each penny. One day, the farmer brings lots and lots and lots of bushels of wheat, and the hat is filled up with pennies. And the wholesaler's wife calls him away for a few minutes. And the farmer is left all alone with a hat full of pennies, and nobody's watching him. Now, one of them, Gadol, said that you have to understand the Torah, that it's a yichud with a woman. Never be alone with a woman. That just like, or even more, that Isa Yichud with a woman is Isa Yichud with money. Isa Yichud with somebody else's money is a very, very problematic situation. Anyway, this farmer was in that situation of Yichud with a bunch of pennies. And he's very stupid, obviously. Because the farmer can't see him, the wholesaler can't see me, no one knows the better. He takes out 20 or 30 pennies from the hand, puts it in his pocket, and he's so happy. He goes home and he breaks to his wife. He says, well, this is what we got for the wheat. And not only that, you know how smart I was and shrewd and clever, that when the wholesaler wasn't watching, I put in my pocket 20 or 30 pennies. And she was a bit smarter than him. Take this! Tippish for the best! You out of your mind? Every penny was 10 pounds! Who did you steal from? Who did you steal from, you tippish, you fool? Yourself. You want money, said the Kodesh Baruch Hu? Don't try to take. Don't try to take. Give. I'll give you when you give to others. That's what the Lekach Toyev, the Torah tells us. I want to give you money. I want to give you so much money. Aser b'shvil sitis asher. I'm telling you how to get money. You give money. And you get money. I'll give it to you. Don't you dare think you could take. Back to my Rebbe, Reb Chaskel Levenstein. He told us that in Kelm, they looked at the hand as something to watch over. For instance, we'll start with Shabbos. Shabbos, the hand was under surveillance. It's to watch their hand. They didn't just, people just, the hand's free, touch things. Maybe it's muktzah. Had they programmed themselves that they don't let the hand touch a thing until when they look at it and they think and they paskid that it's not muktzah. The hand was, during the week, they programmed their hands that it doesn't touch anything until they're sure it's not gezel. It's not taking somebody else's. Because the hand is a lethal weapon. The hand, says the Chayilus Halavavois, if it says that Vayikach Koirach was a taker, and that was his destruction, this is a very powerful bomb that can destroy you. And the Chayilus Halavavois says, by nature we're all takers. All of us. We're born like that. How do we know? You see your hand. You ever notice? If you just don't give any instructions, leave your hand out like this, it's going to close automatically. That's the power of Lakicha. Because man wants to take. Now, when a person dies, can't take it with you. Not what the hand takes, can't take it with you. But everybody has to be aware of the fact that we're all born with a handicap. A hand and an ambition that wants to take. Now, how much do we want to take? How much? Back to my Rebbe, Reb Chaskel Levenstein, we quote the Zohar HaKadosh. Adam Azil Bialma. First looks around in the world. V'chashiv dekuli dilehu. It's all his. Forever. It's all his. Who is the greediest man on the face of this earth? Bill Gates. Why is he the greediest man? Because he has different musogim than we do. because he already has what he has, and then, you know, he wants to conquer more. So, man wants to take, and one must be very careful. Look at my hand. We have to associate Vayikach, Koirach, Lokach, Mekach, Ra, La'atzboy. You take, you destroy yourself. Taking is destructive. Person wants kavod. And I want to impress upon everybody over here that kavod is not just something negative. Gaiva is negative, kavod is not. Kavod is something that every human being must have. Certain amount of self-pride. A person has to feel good about himself. Every human being must have kavod. You're allowed to want a certain amount of kavod. Oy va'avoy, if a person tries to take kavod, you attempt to take kavod. Ha'roideif achar ha'kavod. Ha'kavod b'reach mimenu. Try to take kavod, it runs away, and you are the most mevuzah person on earth. So then, I can't get covered because his brother doesn't want to give me covered. Oh, he wants to give you covered. And he gives you ways of getting it. Ki lekach toiv nasati lachem. And the lekach toiv tells us, Ezeu mechubad ha-mechabed es ha-briyos. You want covered? Give covered. Give covered. I'll make sure you get covered. And it's a formula. As much covered as you give, you will get. So the Heilige Torah tells us, our Lekach Toiv teaches us that our great enemy is our Rotzoi to take, our hands is a natural taker, and that's only thing you could take is a Mekach Ra La'atzmecha. Anything you take for yourself is automatically a Mekach Ra. Koirach. You swallow yourself up, you burn yourself up, you get destroyed totally, but I do want you to get. I want you to receive much more than you want to get, and I'm giving you a lekach toiv. The Torah that tells you to get it is by giving. That's what the lekach toiv teaches us. Anything and everything that you want, you can receive by giving it to others. That's the klal of life. It's a very important cloud. So then, this power of taking, is it only negative? It seems to be very destructive with what destroyed. Koirach vayikach koirach. And the answer is no. The Kodesh Baruch Hu made nothing that's only negative. Ze le'umas ze asa Elokim. Kodesh Baruch Hu made two sides of every coin. Every coin has two sides, negative and positive. This power of taking must have a positive side to it. And it has a very positive side to it. Along came the wisest of all men, Shlomo HaMelech, and said, Chacham Leiv, person that's smart, he doesn't just try to suppress his taking. Chacham Leiv, Yikach Mitzvah. The power of taking should be channeled. I want to take and take and take and take and take mitzvahs. Oh boy. Chap, take mitzvahs, ruchnias. That you can and you should, and that how you should channel your power and rutzah to take. Chazal tell us, there's a pasuk that says, Oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. A person that loves money can never get enough money. Along comes Chazal and they say, Oyev Torah lo yizba Torah. On that pasuk. Now, wait a second. How can you? Oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. How can you come and say it means Oyev Torah lo yizba Torah? It's just very simple. What Chazal are saying, this is what you are born with. You are born with Oyev Kesef Lo Yizba Kesef. We're all born with that. Let's be aware of it. Let's acknowledge it. Okay. No one can blame us for having it. The Kodesh Baruch Hu instilled it in us by nature. We want money. We need money. We want money. We don't. But once I'm aware of the fact that oyev kesef lo yizba kesef. So what do I do with that? And the answer is, channel it into oyev toira lo yizba toira. Now, those are very nice words. How does one make the transition? But I have ingrown in me this great rutzon to take olam hazeh, to take money, insatiable lo yizba kesef. How do I change it into oyev teira lo yizba teira? How do I change it into chacham leiv yikach mitzvah? There are two steps. Step number one is being extremely careful and being aware of the danger of lekicha. I have this power, I have this rutzon to take the whole world, all the goyim, and even Jews who are not aware of this simple yisoid. The whole world is out there. Dog eats dog. Everybody's grabbing. Everybody's grabbing everything. That's what the whole thing is. And we should not leave Parshas Korach until Vayikach. There's a Vayikach which has no explanation. Now, it's very simple. Kodesh Baruch Hu put that word Vayikach in there because Vayikach was Korach. Whenever you hear the word Korach, you're going to hear the word Vayikach. And you're going to remember Rashi, Lokach Mekacha Le'atzmoy. He destroyed himself. The third greatest Jew in Dor HaMidbar, Dor Deya, destroyed himself for one word, Vayikach. So once you get that fear and that pachad, we all want to succeed. We all want to be successes and not failures. We want to build and not destroy. And Vayikach has only one result, Mekach Ra, destruction. So that's the first thing. Once we have that, number two, try to build up your appreciation of Torah and mitzvahs. Try to build up and see what the schar of mitzvahs are. And I'm going to say something which some people don't like because I talk about Shaloi Lishmo. And I want to make it very clear that Shaloi Lishmo must come before Lishmo. No human being, no Jew was ever born into Lishmo. Lishmo is a madrege that very few Yidden achieve. And first start with Loi Lishmo. Loi Lishmo. Be aware of the schar of mitzvahs. Be aware how important mitzvahs are. Be aware that every little mitzvah that you do has enormous schar, both in this world and the next world. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be aware of that. The Kodesh Baruch Hu told the Shiluach HaKen is a very easy schar. Leman Yarichun Yomecha. Kibud of Aim is a very big mitzvah. Leman Yarichun Yomecha. Reb Chatzkov, in Ponovich, he would speak about schar. To give an example, we were a few chutznikim. We were a few Americans going back quite a few years, 46, 47 years ago. There were a few Londoners, a few Americans, a few Swiss in Panevish. But we had our probably altogether 20 chutzlords in Bochrim. And he used to tell us that the mothers used to come to visit, and they used to go over, and the mothers used to come to complain. One of the mothers complained, Rebbe, in those days, would you believe it? 46 years ago, there was no text messaging. There was no email. There was no fax. There was no cell phone. I, in the 5 years, I never called home. We had letters. Letters. You know, remember that one? Letters. Letters. So we used to write letters. And so he said, all the mothers, it made me feel very good. I heard that all the mothers had the same problem. So the mother say, Rebbe, my son writes home, dear dad and mom, everything's fine, send money. And it's like the Kodesh Baruch Hu Dafka. The father was smart, he would do what the Kodesh Baruch Hu did. Lomba Kodesh Baruch Hu nosal man bechol yoim, and not once a week or once a month or once a year. This way he had to look to the Kodesh Baruch Hu tomorrow. Hope to be man tomorrow. Hope to be man. We look up to the Kodesh Baruch Hu every day, so. The fathers didn't send for the whole year in advance, although they wouldn't get any letters. this way, so they know. They sent, you know, they sent as much they want, as many letters as they want. That's as much as they send the money. So he told us in the Shmuz. He said, Rabbi Isai, the Torah says that kibud av va'em is arichas yomim. I don't know exactly how much, but I promise you, if you sit down and write an aerogram in those days, used to have every word that you sit down to write to make your mother happy, every word is a chunk of life. A chunk of life, every word. I don't know if every word in that aerogram is an extra hour, an extra day, an extra week, or an extra month of life. I don't know. But we believe the Torah. Mitzvahs, schar, it's real, it's emes. Think of that. It'll take you an hour to write a full up a page with a lot of words. That hour, how much would a person do? How much would a person spend? How much would a time would a person spend to give himself an extra year, a couple of years? It could be that every word is an extra week, an extra month. One letter could be a couple of years of life. Life! Mitzvahs are life! Mitzvahs are health! Mitzvahs are wealth! Mitzvahs are everything! Wow! Says, Shlomo Melech doesn't say the frumis grab mitzvahs, the tzaddikim grab mitzvahs, Chacham leiv, tach mitzvahs. Something that's smart. The smart businessman grabs mitzvahs. Because lekach toiv nosati lochem terosi yatati. Because there's nothing in the world. It's nishtok in tzcheira vi de teira, the best the teira, the best the tzcheira. Now people used to think, and the mothers say, teira, the best the tzcheira, as they sing that song for the children, that Torah is the best of Torah as a business. Because what's the purpose of business? The purpose of business is to have a good quality of life. Life and health, this money can't buy, but Torah of Mitzvahs can. Parnosa, here today and gone tomorrow, unless it's Lekach Toiv, unless it comes from the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So, I think we have a very simple lesson. Now, I'm going to end up with a story. Rav Yankel Galinsky Shlita, I believe he comes to London as well, his famous hesped on the stipler. He came to Nevarduk, and Nevarduk, you need an initiation ceremony to enter Nevarduk. You couldn't enter Nevarduk. You got to be ready for it. He came there, and he sent him to go. You have to sit for an hour in a certain shul, and then come back. What in the world? He goes to the shul. It's dark. You have to sit there. All of a sudden, he hears Nezmas Noshim. A voice. Chatoif ve'chol, chatoif ustei, shehai alma ki be'ilula damyo. As I had a wedding last night. Call tuv. And by after the chuppah, it was call tuv. But you know what? You came 2 minutes late, it was all gone. You have to grab while there's food, you know? If the food's going to be all gone, they clean up and it's all gone. The whole world, it's a Gemara. Chatoif ve'chol, grab. Of course, what's the kavana to grab? Grab mitzvahs, grab. Who was that thing that over for an hour? That was the stipler, as the bacher in the Vardak, who sat in Nezras Noshim, and he hammered home, Chatoiz ve'achol, grab, it's a world that you have to grab, while the grabbing is good, because in the next world we eat, but we can't grab. No more grabbing in the next world. Hashem gave us a wonderful opportunity, life, where one can grab what? Mitzvahs and Torah. That's what life is. You can grab. And if you internalize it like the stipler did, you can come to Gadol HaDor. And this is what we have to internalize. Of course you have to take. Beware of your rotzon to take anything gashmi is for yourself. Be very stringent in grabbing Torah v'mitzvahs. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bench all of us. We should be zeiche sumera, to keep away from grabbing for ourselves anything. We should learn what it means to receive by giving, and we should use our power of grabbing to grab Torah of the mitzvahs, which will give the Kodesh Baruch Hu great joy, that therewith he will be able to shower us with maximum ashrecha b'olam hazeh, v'tov lach l'olam haba.
Amen.